You've called it the Social Super League, and that's just a bit tongue-in-cheek, but it's very much focusing on the social side of it. So why is there a need for a competition like this in Devonport?
Well, I basically returned to Tasmania about 4 years ago and was playing in WA, and we had a lot of Masters leagues over there, so I thought I'd come back and have a kick. But unfortunately, on the Northwest Coast, there was no social league, there was no Masters leagues, and I thought, well, we better do something about it. So I tried to fire up the social league again, and 3 years ago we started off, and we've been ticking along just quietly a bit, but I've thought that I'd reach out to the radio stations now and see if we can get someone else that's interested in having a kick.
All right, the season starts tomorrow and it goes for 20 weeks, and I'm guessing if it's a social competition, will you still have finals, or is it just all for the fun of it?
No, well, obviously, some people still get white line fever when they cross the white line. So basically, we have a ladder and points. So every week there's 3 points for a victory. So it just adds a little bit of fun. I do a little spiel and a write up in our Devonport Strikers website and our messenger page. So everyone has a read of the game and how it all went, and then I put the ladder up. And then at the end of the year, we do have a premier team that wins the competition, but it's all in good fun at the end of the day.
So with 20 rounds, how many teams are involved in it, Michael?
Six at the moment, but obviously if there's a few people that come out of the woodwork after this has gone on the radio, we could increase it to a few more. We basically try and keep it at seven aside, but being a social league and obviously attendance fluctuates every week, it could be a five-a-side game 1 week. It could be an eight-a-side game next week. It depends on how many people come down.
Okay, and you're actually playing on the synthetic pitch as well, which is state-of-the-art surface, and I guess that's going to protect the old injuries and the old joints a bit more than it would be playing on grass that may be a bit soggy perhaps in winter.
It certainly does protect, but we, touch wood, have had 2.5 seasons of hardly any rain on the Sundays that we play. Some days it pours on the Saturday for the MPL or the poor buggers, but on Sunday it comes out nice and shiny for us.
Oh, that's good to know.
Looking out for us.
Is this the only social soccer roster that you're aware of on the Northwest Coast?
As far as I know, for our older age group, so to speak, yes.
Mm. Would you like to see more, or would you welcome teams from outside of Devonport region to come and get involved in it?
Oh, look, we've tried a couple of years ago to get Burnie and Somerset and all that involved. It started, but then it just switched out like a flame goes out. And I've tried with Launceston, but they seem to think it's a little bit too far.
Mm.
So it just depends on how much you want to play, really.
Yeah, I guess, I mean,
at the end of the day,
some people tend to sit back and see, oh, we'll wait and see what happens, and then we may think about it. And I guess now that the fact that you're into your third season, it's here to stay, and if people outside of Devonport that are hearing this think they want to get involved, then they should.
Well, I'd like to hope so. Long-distance teams, I believe, have an 11-a-side social league going, and we have asked them in previous seasons if they want to come and have a kick. Even if it doesn't become a weekly game with them, even if we sort of have a North versus Northwest once every 3 weeks or something, just to do something or to break it up, something like that would be good.
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows that the juniors are well catered for, and women's soccer is, you know, absolutely booming at the moment. But as you say, there's not much around for what's commonly referred to as masters or veterans.
No, unfortunately, not on the Northwest Coast.
No, well, let's
hope. I believe have a few little leagues down there, but that's a little bit too far to travel.
Okay, now if people want to get in touch with you, even if it's someone that wants to get a team together from anywhere, or someone that just wants individually that wants to have a kick on Sunday, how do they get in touch with you, Michael?
Well, basically, we have a messenger page, and it's called Social Soccer League and Dash Devonport. Otherwise, they can find me on messenger, Michael Di Pietro, DI/PIETRO, or they can phone me on 0405-351-776.
Yeah, and I'm sure if they rang the Strikers, Devonport Strikers, there'd be someone there that could put you in touch with them as well.
Well, I'm sure someone would pass on the message, yes.
Yeah, terrific. And finally, your games are played at 1:40 and 2:45, two 30-minute halves.
1:30 and 2:45,
yeah. Yeah, 1:30 and 2:45, and they're only 30-minute halves, which I guess makes it a bit easier on old fellas like you and me as well.
Definitely, yes.
Well, Michael,
and the bar is open after the games normally.
Yep.
So that's a good refresher.
Yeah, it is indeed. Look, Michael, congratulations on what you've done so far with it, and I wish you the best of luck with it, and I can hope it continues to grow, because as we know, we need to take more care with our health, and you know, chasing a soccer ball around for an hour on a Sunday afternoon is not a bad way to do it, I reckon.
It definitely isn't.
Good on you, Michael.
And the weather's still good.
Yeah, terrific.
Thank
Michael,
you very much,
thanks
mate.
For your time. Appreciate it. Okay, thanks, Michael. Bye.
See ya.